Some of Stravinsky's best-known ballet and theater scores were adapted for the piano by Stravinsky and others. There's a new recording of three of these solo piano versions by pianist Christopher O'Reilly. Music critic Lloyd Schwartz loves the performances, but has some reservations about the adaptations themselves. Here's Lloyd's review.
Stravinsky was not only a composer and a conductor, but also a concert pianist, and he composed some of his most colorful scores on the piano. Yet he didn't compose very much for solo piano. His piano masterpiece is three movements from Petrushka, music taken from his dazzling and poignant ballet about a puppet at a Russian fair. The musical germ for this score was a kind of piano concerto, so the piano was involved from the very beginning. His version for solo piano captures the richness and exhilaration of the whole orchestra. Firebrand pianist Christopher O'Reilly gives one of the most brilliant, characterful, and life-affirming performances of it I've ever heard. The two other pieces on this album are fascinating but problematical. They're both reductions for the piano of two stage works, presumably made for rehearsal purposes but not by the composer himself. O'Reilly even puts back extra notes from the complete scores to give these versions more concert credibility. L'Histoire du Soldat was a theater piece originally written for a small ensemble of winds, percussion, and bass with a featured role for solo violin. The hero is a young soldier who sells his violin to the devil. But the dramatic contrast between violin and winds is, of course, lost in the piano reduction. The piano version of the ballet Apollo is even stranger. This sublime score was originally for string orchestra. It's like Tchaikovsky, smooth, melodic, but with surprising rhythms and the harmony askew. On the piano, the tone is completely different. There's no legato. Rhythms, harmonies, and the melodic outline are clearer and beautiful, but something's missing. The shimmering ambiguities of the strings sometimes come out sounding like a player piano accompanying a sentimental parlor ballad. But whatever my reservations, Christopher O'Reilly plays everything on this disc with such fullness and imaginative power. Even when the music sounds wrong, I want to hear it over and over. And when it's right, as in Petrushka, it's heaven.
Lloyd Schwartz is the classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Christopher O'Reilly playing piano versions of three Stravinsky orchestral scores on Elektra Nonesuch.